I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
You were racist.
He said he worked.
You are very racist.
He said he worked.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he worked for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 23rd, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. As we watch Rome burn, at least to some extent, things are getting a little squirrely. And squirrely is being normalized. Anyway, before we get going, I have some sad news, sad announcement. Over the weekend, we lost John in Tennessee. And I guess I should say John entered into the Lord's rest, and the rest of us, you know, he goes to glory and the rest of us get to hang out here for a little bit. So, I would like to say a few words about John. His obituary is short and very sweet. He died Friday, January 20th, 2023. And John was a member of the Bethel Baptist Church. And I, you know, this is not the Bethel and Hillsong crowd. I was just reading, actually, over the weekend. You read in Genesis about the place called Bethel, which means the house of God, Beth-El, Genesis 28:19. He loved the Lord and doing Bible research, spending time with his family, and especially his grandchildren. He loved his wife with all his heart and soul and dedicated his life to being the best husband she could have asked for. He was a dedicated and faithful father and loved his children beyond words. He worked for more than 40 years as a truck driver and enjoyed bow and arrow target practice and fishing and bluegrass music. John was a bit of a celebrity here on RBN for many years, obviously, and I had an opportunity am privileged to talk to John off the air on a number of occasions, and I never had the privilege of meeting him in person, had hoped to at some point. We both kind of said it would, you know, we should meet each other while we're, you know, here, sojourners on earth, as it may be, as it were. And never had the opportunity, but I did talk to him on several occasions, in addition to the times that we spoke on the air. And I believe that he was a man who loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loved his wife as himself, so to speak, and his neighbor too. I think that he was a shining example of how we should conduct ourselves. I mean, he was a model of a man, I would say, who honored the Lord, honored his wife, honored his children and grandchildren, his posterity, and did it with patience and grace and mercy and love and kindness, and was able to navigate the consternations of life, if you will, and do so with grace and extend grace to others, even when sometimes they weren't so gracious to him. And that's always the challenge, right? Not to repay evil for evil. We read in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, and that's, you know, easy to adopt. Fighting fire with fire, sometimes people say. And then in the New Testament, you read, particularly Jesus speaking, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you or spitefully use you. And in Romans 12, for example, you read, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And I think that there was nothing pretentious about John, in my humble estimation. But he lived this way, and was always ready to help those in need, and even those who didn't necessarily realize they were in need, and always responded, to my knowledge, with grace and mercy, you know, even when he might have felt otherwise. And you know, these are difficult times. These are very difficult times. And it sounds sort of cliche to say a wild and dystopic ride, but I think we are living out the reality of the words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 10. It's an interesting passage in Matthew 10, starting perhaps in verse 28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him, capital H, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And, you know, you read what comes next. It's interesting. This, of course, is Jesus speaking. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? This is kind of how we closed Friday's broadcast. I appreciate Pat in Texas with the closing word there. That she, her parting word, that is, on Friday. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me, Jesus says, before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. And I think we could all agree, anyone who ever had an interaction with John in Tennessee would say that he loved the Lord, I think. That he confessed Jesus before men, to be sure. Everyone who confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think, Jesus said, do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father and a daughter against his mother, daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. It's, you know, it's one thing to read it. It's another thing to live it out, to walk it out. This is, you know, this speaks of some hard choices, and we see some folks who, you know, the disciples in particular, when they are called, it sounds, you know, to some, it sounds like Jesus is being harsh and maybe callous and uncaring. Let me just say goodbye to my family. He who is called and turns back is not fit for the plow. And, you know, let me bury my father, let the dead bury the dead. I mean, that's, sounds harsh to the unobserving ear, I suppose. And, you know, this passage is, it's interesting stuff. And all the more interesting if you've had a chance to live through it, live it out a little bit. And, you know, I think John experienced some of this, and again, in my humble estimation, he walked it out with grace and mercy. And I think in a way that honored Christ and his Father in heaven, John, and And so really, as far as I knew the man, what I know of the man, pretty darn close to exemplary, as you know, as close as one could imagine to a man who lives the way we ought to. Dare I say patently American, if we could say such a thing, you know, who loves God the way that Jesus says we ought to love the Lord. You know, which is the greatest of the commandments, he's asked. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. I think John did that. And didn't know the man personally, never met him in person, full disclosure, but had an opportunity to talk to him on several occasions, few of which for an extended period. And I genuinely think that he loved his wife the way that we are supposed to, and his family. And they were his number one priority in life on earth. And I think he lived it. And these are challenging times. To navigate these times with grace and mercy is becoming increasingly difficult. And I think that's not by accident. I think it's entirely by design. We've seen over the last 100 years in particular, I mean, this has been going on for much longer. I've mentioned many times in recent broadcasts what I would generally categorize as the Western esoteric influence that dates back to at least the days of Plato. And there's an unbroken thread forward to today. It's no surprise, accident, or coincidence that everyone is captivated by Neoplatonist thought. And that splinters off in 1,000 different directions. Just about everything that you see around us that seems off or strange or queer in the old Orthodox sense, not quite right, ties back to this Western esoteric influence, which is very diabolical, very demonic in nature. It's the same old impetus to redo Genesis 6 and to get there through Genesis 11. And it seems to be fully underway at this point. You know, the Genesis 6, Genesis 11 impetus seems to be moving ahead at breakneck speed, listening to the crazy things that have gone on at the World Economic Forum over the last week, for example. It's, you know, Klaus Schwab just coming right out and saying, won't it be great when all of you in the audience have implants in your brain and I can tell how the audience is feeling? We might play a clip from that, actually, later in the broadcast. But, you know, with all of these crazy things going on, we are faced with some difficult choices, extremely difficult choices. I was thinking about this, had a conversation about this over the weekend. You know, where is the line for folks where, you know, I am not tacitly or implicitly condoning something that I am definitely not, that I'm definitely opposed to. Where is that line? And I think that John in Tennessee walked that line very gracefully. So, to John in Tennessee, may you rest in peace, my friend. You will be missed. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. I feel like it's fitting to mention Oswald Chambers' entry in My Utmost for His Highest. Today's entry in Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, January 23rd entry, is titled Transformed by Insight. Citing 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. Chambers writes, the outstanding characteristic of a Christian is this unveiled frankness before God, so that the life becomes a mirror for others, for other lives. By being filled with the Spirit, we are transformed, and by beholding, we become mirrors. And my marginal note reads, like Stephen or Moses, Acts 6:15, Exodus 34, 33 through 35. You always know when a man has been beholding the glory of the Lord. You feel in your inner spirit that he is the mirror of the Lord's own character. Beware of anything which would sully that mirror in you. It is nearly always a good thing, the good that is not the best. The golden rule for your life and mine, golden rule for your life and mine, is this concentrated keeping of the life open toward God. Let everything else, work, clothes, food, everything on earth, go by the board, saving that one thing. This rush of other things always tends to obscure this concentration on God. We have to maintain ourselves in the place of beholding, keeping the life absolutely spiritual all through. Let other things come and go as they may. Let other people criticize as they will. But never allow anything to obscure the life that is hid with Christ in God. And that, you know, is a, that theme right there, just as a parenthetical aside, is something you see throughout the Colossians 3:3, you know, whose life has been hid with Christ in God. That is a theme that you see recurrent in Chambers' work. Let other things come and go as they may, let other people criticize as they will, but never allow anything to obscure the life that is hid with Christ in God. Never be hurried out of the relationship of abiding in Him. It is the one thing that is apt to fluctuate, but it ought not to. The severest discipline of a Christian's life is to learn how to keep beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. An interesting concept to ponder. Indeed. And as I said, you know, you have interesting examples. Obviously, Jesus, the Mount of Transfiguration, and it's easy to mistake these moments. And, you know, Peter wants to build an altar. And from heaven is sort of rebuked. But, you know, you see the same thing in Moses, obviously, and we read in Psalms that he stood in the breach for the people, and the Lord would have destroyed them were it not for Moses standing in the breach. Stephen, I would say, similar experience. We read in the Bible that after Jesus was erected or was resurrected, he ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father. You know, you read in the 16th chapter of Mark, so then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. But you fast forward to the book of Acts and you see Stephen. So Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And Stephen's preaching in Acts 7, and this culminates in, you know, the people who are hearing not happy about it, obviously. And Stephen says, you know, the Bible says, but being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened up and Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. I think Jesus gave him a standing ovation. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. All right, let's go to the phones. Without further ado, to the phones. Mike in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Or Mike in Kentucky. Sorry, I got Tennessee on the brain for obvious reasons. Mike
well,
in Kentucky, good morning.
That's good morning to you, and may we be able to, I guess, good morning seems like a contradiction in terms sometimes on days like this, but may we be able to celebrate the people's lives that we have lost, and I want to talk about somebody in a minute, but what in the convoluted thing there, and I've got three or four things going on. I was trying to listen. It was really important to me. What was it that you said when you said it sounds like it's cruel or harsh or whatever when you said, for instance, to the man, let the dead bury the dead, take up, you know, come follow me. Mm-hmm. What was it that you were, what was the point you were making exactly? Those people that won't follow him just need to be
that
less important
the,
than our.
The message sounds harsh, you know, when you say, someone says, well, let me, you know, let me bury my father. I mean, that I think in, especially in today's world that is entirely emotionally driven, you know, in the dialectical milieu in which we find ourselves. I mean, if you watch, you know, popular entertainment, television, movies, etc., then you get the message that everything is emotionally fueled. And if it's not, you know, if you're not sort of led by your emotions, then it must be, you know, there's something wrong with you. And at the same time, at the same time, there's a rise, I would say, in, you know, fairly recent years, about the last 5 years, there's a rise in characters that I would say fall somewhere on the autism spectrum that are Aspies, basically. And so you have those two ends of the spectrum that we're bombarded with, and that's being normalized. But, you know, the point was just the message is that to say, you know, well, yeah, I'll follow you. Let me kiss my family goodbye. You know, and Jesus says, he who, after being called, turns back is not fit for the plow. I mean, that sounds harsh. And there's a message in there. And it's not harsh.
I'm sure there's some people that would say, well, you got to honor your father and your mother, but if you're following him, your father becomes a father in heaven. I mean, you've got an earthly dad, but I don't know. Contemporary hermetism is also a problem, and the other thing that I see is extreme unemotionalism, detachment, and what you would call, I don't know, like a Vulcan Spock, you know, rejecting emotions, emotionally numb.
Absolutely.
So, but social isolation is physically harmful, though. It will shrink the hippocampus. They know that. I think in prisons across the country, there's guidelines now for how long somebody can be put in and how often they can be put in solitary confinement, because it makes their behavior worse. It doesn't actually work as a disciplinary measure. And, of course, you're going to end up accelerating Alzheimer's when you shrink the hippocampus. But we lost another show host, a longtime show host on RBN, which was Tim Spencer. He'd had illnesses for a long time. But I really enjoyed learning and sharing on the Rural Survival Show that was on Saturdays. And I think somebody has taken over that hour that is actually not bad, helping RBN. But his health was so failing, I'm not sure how long he could have kept up. So they are on YouTube. There's content within the last few months that they did post. If anybody's missing their show on RBN, they can find lots of information up on their YouTube channel for the Rural Survival Show. I think it's also on Republic Broadcasting. And they do have a Facebook page up, but they're not really doing much with it. It doesn't appear. So after he passed, you know, Rick Schmidt was the other guy that was on there with him, and I don't know to what extent he may pick up the ball a little bit, but Laurie was more in the background a lot. But, yeah, we lost them, and I certainly missed their show on Saturdays. So that's what I wanted to chime in with. So,
much appreciated.
All right. Have a great show.
And, you know, as you said, I mean, YouTube, there are still, you know, Tim Spencer archives over at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just to clarify, I mean, you said that. But,
sure. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I went back and found one where I called in not too long ago. And right, you can download those to keep them yourself, so and share them out. Yeah, I've done
so,
a lot of that.
You know, speaking of the activity on social media, I want to say, I mean, this is something that has been on my mind, on my heart for a long time. There are probably many who feel similar. I mean, there's the big tech stuff. There are some things that we can do. We used to have forums and things. You know, we used to have things that were kind of Reddit style, or remind one of the old forums, you know, that were sort of Reddit-like in nature, although Reddit is a much larger animal, certainly at this point. But, you know, RBN is undergoing a facelift. Maybe someday we'll get that finished and pushed out. But seriously, though, there's all kinds of stuff out there. There's, you know, TLB Talk, obviously. Truth Social is something that people are talking about, obviously. Parler, Gab, and now Dave Rubin has Locals. So now Dave Rubin is an Elon, you know, whatever. But seriously, you know, this is something
property.
That...
an Elon yeah. property. So,
yeah, so
it's about you know, like a vampire,
like a,
though.
Like a social media mogul. Dave Rubin's a social media mogul now. Just kidding.
I've heard
anyway.
It's about like a vampire, though. The vampires, especially locally, I don't think are much afraid of all the mirrors in town because they've all been shattered and fractionated into such small pieces. The vampires don't have to worry about anybody noticing that they don't have a reflection. I did a cartoon. I have a cartoon series that started in the 1990s called The Not So Far-Fetched. It was a parody of Gary Larson's, and it's by Grand Larceny. So on RBN's Facebook page, you can find that where I've got all the social media logos fractioned like a broken mirror, and the vampires are no longer afraid of anybody noticing that they're vampires, so they can sneak up on you. So that's, unfortunately, I think that's what's happened, you know, with all this censorship, and it may have been done somewhat on purpose, you know, that they've drove people away from YouTube and Facebook, and I've had my own problems since 2009, I noticed, or even before that, and I pointed it out on the air live on my local cable access show when it was still up and running, that a Knoxville TV station's YouTube had less views per day, and more, they started adding all these, I believe, fake subscribers because their organic views did not increase.
Yep.
And it was a scam. There's a lot of that.
Similarly, this is not what I want.
Obama, fake Twitter followers, same thing.
Well, and when the Biden administration came into office, I did that post. Do you see what I see? January of 2021, 2 years ago. And, you know, that included all of those videos where the dislike count significantly outpaced the like count. You know, the work
begins.
And they
erased them.
24,000 thumbs down, 4,000 thumbs up.
They erased a bunch of the dislikes.
34,000 thumbs down, 7,000 thumbs up, stuff like that.
But didn't they get caught erasing dislikes or
right? And so
to
the point was now if you look, it seems that dislikes have been disabled, and so they were fudging the numbers for a period of time, and then all of a sudden they started turning the comments off for all of the White House videos, and then the thumbs down. You know, it seems to have broken. Oops, now it broke.
Well, there's all kinds of dirty tricks, and I think there was kind of some of that was experimented with even back in MySpace days. I heard college, I had interns back then, and they griped about that, how they would lose their content because they would shuffle the deck the way that this content was posted, and they had it sorted into albums and junk like that. Of course, I knew people that actually, about the time they graduated, they'd just delete their whole account and repost a bunch of generic stuff because they're... that back then the employers were talking about wanting your passwords so they could get in and find content that wasn't public to evaluate you, you know. So, you know, the Facebook or Facebook started on college campuses and expanded out, so I think that gave it the editorial flavor that did from what Bill Lind in the 90s called the ivy-covered North Koreas, you know, cultural Marxism. And so... it wasn't almost immediately that I noticed dirty tricks on Facebook and YouTube when I joined. I didn't join YouTube until first of 2010 because I was stuck in a snowstorm and couldn't go anywhere. I'm getting all these nagging emails that were fake, turned out to be fake, from people that I knew. And I guess they monitor your typing style so they could fake emails out to people and make them think it was you. So we have to be aware of who we're talking to.
I have mentioned many a time on this broadcast that you can download a keylogger from GitHub. There are open source keyloggers all over the place. And what's one of the most recent that I saw? It's in some big library. I forget what it is. It's in one of the, I think it's in one of the big JS frameworks. I think they all have the capability, Angular, React, etc. But one of them, gosh, I wish I remember what that was. Anyway, you can, it's a simple, it's a one line command to drop a keylogger into your app, your website. What am I talking about? Well, when you, if you have a form, for example, like a contact us, or like you're talking about a comment form, or a, hey, what's on your mind, the Facebook, what's on your mind, you know, post something on Facebook, that form field, it's very easy to use a keylogger to watch every stroke that you type and, you know, like you said, analyze it, not just record every keystroke. And that includes not just what you, the finished product, but every keystroke. Like you type the, oops, I misspelled that, back up, delete that, all of it. Super easy to drop a keylogger into your application or website and analyze that and do whatever.
I think once the hackers, sometimes hackers are talented in one aspect but not in others. And I think when Ben-Gurion University or leakers, that's one of the things that really ticks off the intelligence community, when the leakers expose their tools, people go, I never thought of that. I'll do my own version, you know?
Yeah.
So the Pegasus stuff, where you can send somebody a SMS message with a malware attachment, and then it loads automatically because it's an app in your devices, tablets and phones especially, and I think increasingly in Windows, they're called apps, but I don't know if they really are. Every app reserves a section of the memory because cell phone signal can be quirky, right? So it will load content up to a reserved amount of memory. And that memory can be that short message service with the attachment. It executes the code, then erases the message so that you have no record that you now have a compromised device. And that's the way Pegasus works. They followed Jamal Khashoggi's wife doing that until they killed him, you know. Lured him into the embassy in Turkey, I think, and then had a stunt double walk out with the wrong damn shoes. They were so stupid. They didn't think to put the right shoes on the guy. But so none of this stuff is secure. I mean, the hint was probably 15 years or more. They lost 35 million military personnel's files, Social Security's, and their spouse, current serving and retired. So, I mean, even though I think the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's been hacked. So don't bother me with the trivia. The concept is it's not secure. None of the stuff is secure.
Ask the rhetorical question, can Satan cast out Satan when it comes to hacking JPL? So
I've never heard that. That's hilarious. That's fine. I have to remember that because, a lot of times, unless I absolutely need it, the only phone that I've recently captured, a phone number, landline, it's in a metal box. I keep it in a dang metal box with stuff that rattles and makes noise. So even if they've compromised it to record audio while it's not got signal, it's just going to get a bunch of rustly junk noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I are encouraged, when I have a conversation with people in a car, I say, put your dang phone up on the defogger and let's turn the fan on so you're getting but a bunch of noise in the microphones. That may not work. I've tried to tell people you need to test that. Because there's like up to 6 microphones in some of these phones. So to do phase cancellation and direction finding, I think they could see what direction a voice or sound is coming from with those, however the phone is oriented, you know?
Yeah, you can do your own little pedestrian research into this fun stuff if you want. Just do a search for telemetry data, folks, and you will be astonished at what is captured and sent to who knows where. bunkers here and there. You know, like the Utah, the NSA bunker that doesn't exist. Oh, wait. Remember when in the early 2000s we were saying, you know, that bunker in Utah that they're redirecting rivers to cool and stuff? And no, it doesn't exist. And then all of a sudden, ta-da, hey, look, we made a new bunker.
It no pun intended, leaked out that that place uses 6 million gallons of fresh water a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Bluffdale's big computer complex. I forget the exact name of it, but so they're just in
it's
our
on
base
Wikipedia
above,
now.
Above ground. Well, it's been known about for what did William Benny call it? The program or something? There's an interview on the New York Times or Washington Times, one of them. Or
maybe we're going to do a break. We got to get back to the phones. Mike, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
It's always wonderful. It feels sort of out of place today, especially in this first hour anyway. But Sinatra, I mean, who can object to Sinatra? Back to the phones. In the interest of time, Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
This is Fred.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. John is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
He has no thoughts, he has no dreams, no memories. John is sleeping.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we have.
That's why I said he's, entered the Lord's rest.
I've been sick for about 2 weeks. I had to go to the vet. But I rejoice for John.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Christ returns, the dead in Christ will be translated first.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to John kind of frequently. We've had conversations as long as an hour, a little bit over an hour. I told John that I loved him. But for me, that was very easy because he was a brother in Christ. I think a better brother in Christ than I. But I love John. And I'm happy for him because I know that John in Tennessee died in Christ. And when Christ returns, he will not touch the earth. But he will translate the dead in Christ first.
Mm-hmm. For Thessalonians 4, I might mention that when we come back, actually.
And John died in Christ. And if there's any living when Christ returns, maybe
yeah.
I don't know if I'd live 5 more years, but I'd be 90 then. But it doesn't matter to me whether I die.
We're closing out the first hour. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after the short break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site,
It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.